have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Michelle Y. Wright, we welcome you from near or far, locally or abroad, wherever you're listening in from, whether you're listening to this world, or you're going to share, and it's going to be on the replay, we welcome you. And we want you to know you are loved. You know, sometimes we go through this life, and people go through life day after day, not understanding how loved they are. If no one's told you today that they love you, we want you to know on today, we love you and are praying for you. Listen, if this is your first time again listening to the Just For You podcast, we will honor our visionary and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson of Elation Radio and Magazine, and our Elation family. Of course, you, each and every one of you, the listeners, we welcome you and thank you for taking time out of your schedule on today to listen in. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., God bless you for your time, your prayers, your commitment to helping us complete this work in the Lord. We say thank God for you. And to all that are listening in, listen, to our guest of honor, the one who makes it all possible for each and every one of us, we honor our Abba Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want you to know, if you've never heard this podcast before, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, before we begin, we open up with a word of prayer, because how many of you know we can't do anything without the Lord? We need his guidance, his wisdom, his understanding, his power. We need him for everything. Will you take this moment and pray with me that he gets the glory out of everything done on today, that his word will supersede in our ears and in our hearts, that we may in our lives, that we may have all that he wants us to have. Abba Father, on today, we honor you. We hallow your name. We lift you up. We thank you for another opportunity to serve you and to give you all the glory for what you've done, what you're about to do, and how you've done it. Will you guide us, lead us, and help us to hear what you want to hear and say to your people on today? We thank you for the opportunity to serve. We thank you for Elation Radio. We thank you for our visionary and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We thank you for everyone, oh God. You know the needs of your people on today. You know what hearts need to be lifted up. You know who needs to worship you and praise you. You know who needs to accept you in their life, who needs to be restored on today. For that, we give you glory in advance, oh God. Now, Father, we pray according to your will and your word that you open ears and help hearts to be receptive to your word, that we may live full and healthy lives according to your word, oh God, not by our doing, our thoughts, but your leading and your guidance of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, we say thank you as we talk about today according to your word. It had to happen. God, would you let somebody know today that has been enduring some hardship, that have been going through some things, it had to happen, that you may be glorified. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and we honor you. We ask that you save on today, God. May someone listening in that needs to give their life to you, give themselves wholly to you, that you may be honored, lifted up, and glorified. And we will thank you forevermore. Forgive us all of our sins, O God, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Meet the needs of your people on today, O God. And God, use your people for your glory. Use me, O God. Open my mouth that I may speak what you would have me to speak. And we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, on today, as we said, we're going to be talking about it had to happen. I don't know about you, but there are things and times in my life where it's been hard and it's been rough. And you try to pray your way through. You try to think your way through. You worship your way through. But something in the back of your mind would say, why did this have to happen? Or, Lord, I know you're going to bring me through. Or, Lord, you are great and you are mighty. And in it all, because we're in this human flesh, we face things that were unexpected. Hallelujah. Things that we didn't see coming. But I need you to know on today, it had to happen. It had to happen. I want you to go over in your mind all of the things you thought that maybe seemed like they didn't, they hit you blindsided. They made you feel some type of way. It got into your spirit, man, and you didn't understand what was actually going on in your natural atmosphere. Spiritually, we know that God is with us. Spiritually, we know that he is our God and that we are victorious. But can we be honest today? There are times when we know, even with our victorious selves, that things have hurt and things have helped us to feel some type of way. Well, I want you to know today it had to happen. I want you to go back over the life of Jesus Christ. When we talk about this great Savior, when we talk about his anointing, his power, when we talk about who he is and why we believe what we believe, we knew there are some things that were happening that had to happen. It was mandatory for him to be born to a virgin. Why? Because in that virgin life, no one can refute that he was born, but people could question, how could he be born? See, our God is a God of wisdom, of power, of strength. He knows every detail, whether we understand it or not. He knows what he's doing, even when we don't understand the plan. And I need someone today to be assured that he hears and he answers prayer. He understands where you are and where he's taking you. He understands all the things that had to happen along the way. He knew when you were born and to this very day what took place, how it took place, and why it had to happen. These are things we have to come to grips with to know he is a victorious God. And everything, even when it hurts us, is working for our good. Romans 8:28 teaches us, and we know, it didn't say you thought about it, you were wondering about it. It said, and we know all, not some of the things that have happened to you in your life, but all things work together for good to those who love him. See, that's the key right there. And are the called according to his purpose. When you come into this family of God and you claim your Lord and Savior as your elder brother, Jesus Christ, and Abba Father is your father, you have come into a family that is designed for victory. You have already entered into a family that is protective of you, that loves you, that lifts you in prayer, that wants to see well in your life. This is what you enter into when you enter into the family of God. He never said in anything that you would go through this life without pain, without heartache, without distress, but he promised you that he'll be with you always, even until the end. Listen, I don't know what you're facing today. I just know that the word of God works. In every situation, there's not one situation you're going to face that the word of God doesn't have an answer for. So on today, we're going to study the word of God. We're going to study and hear what thus says the Lord concerning all the things that he's teaching us and telling us according to his word. Why? Because as believers, it should never be that our thoughts are what we're teaching. We should teach from the word of God. We should teach that he be glorified and that someone understand that this word is real. Have you walked into people who say they love God, but they never say or talk about his word? That's concerning. Those of us that believe the word of God according to his will and his purpose, we know this is our foundation. I don't want you to get in your mind to just have this positive intent. We have a lot of that across the world. If you think a certain way, then it's going to happen. Yes, but it is taken from the Bible. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we're not getting any new information from great coaches and from all of these people. This is predicated upon the word of God. Have you noticed that his name may not be mentioned in the same way the world can take from the word of God, use it for its purposes, and yet not be able to mention his name? To be very careful not to pick up these practices as believers of Yah, as believers of our Abba Father. I want us to be very mindful that he deserves all the glory due his name. He deserves what belongs to him, to honor him. He belongs to us. He's our Father. What child would not want their parents to acknowledge them? What child wouldn't want the love and nurturing from their parents? We have to be mindful of what this world is teaching us through their sayings, through their actions, through what they are making us forced to believe, through media, through various ways that we hear things and see things, but that our belief is predicated upon the word of God. So today, we're going to be reading from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. It's very interesting to me that as we study this gospel, how relevant it is to each and every one of our lives, no matter what we're all facing. Let me say this. When we hear a word through a preacher, through a man or woman of God who's been ordained and assigned to disperse this word out as he is giving it to us from on high, then as it goes out of our mouth and into the airway, into the ears, into the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls, he is glorified. But we cannot do it in flesh. We must do it by the Spirit of God and humbleness and allow him to do what needs to be done with the word. So let's just get a mental picture before we begin. When the word is heard, it goes through our ears. It's up to us to retain that word. Why is that important? Because on Sundays or whenever you receive a word, you hear people get extremely excited. Whoa, that was a good word. But I ask them 30 minutes, an hour, maybe a day or two later, what it was that they heard. And most of the time, they cannot repeat it. Because what we are accustomed to doing is hearing a word, putting it in our flesh, in our atmosphere, and not retaining it. This is why we can't meditate day and night. A word of God should be in us at all times, that as we sleep, as we rise, as we go through our day, we think upon the word. We meditate upon it day and night. Why? Because it is our strength. It is our keeping power when things get rough. Isaiah 53 talks to us about the prophet Isaiah, who is teaching and telling us about what we should understand. So let's read Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our message? This is under the I want to read this, actually. I'm so sorry. Let me put this under the King James Version. I was starting off in New International Version. Just give me one moment here. And immediately I knew it was different when I read it. Okay. Now, let us read this. Who has believed our message? It's still showing that. Okay. Wait one, see if I change it here. Okay, here it is. Now, this is the version I wanted. This is the King James Version. Thank you for your patience. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Let's stop right there. When you have a report and you state that this is what the word of God says, make sure it is founded under his word. Make sure it is not your words saying it is God. It says, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. The word goes on to teach us that he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. As we hid as if it were our faces from him, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Can you imagine when Jesus was being crucified and when they were beating him and when they said all manner of evil against him and when they rejected him? He was a man of sorrow. He understands what it is when grief is present because he himself was associated and acquainted with grief. He knows when you are at a service and you've lost loved ones and there's heartache and there's pain and you don't know what to do at that moment, but yet you feel like some feel as if they've been forsaken. They feel as if there's nothing else that can be done. I want you to know Jesus and understood what grief was. He knew what it felt like to go through all he had to go through to get to the cross and be crucified when he had done no wrong. He knew what it felt like when someone called his name and used it in a way that it was not godly. He knew what it was like to have those that even were closest to him to learn to feel somewhat distant from him because they feared for their own lives. He knew what it felt like when he went down this road to understand that he was being obedient to God and yet coming to this place where he would exchange his life in pain, being brutally beaten, all for the love of mankind. He understood what grief was. And the word says, and we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. We didn't talk about how great and wonderful he was. At the moment he was being crucified, he had no one that was there to lift him up. The disciples themselves were in such a perplexed way. They walked with him. They talked with him. They sat with him. They ate with him. Yet they could not esteem him and share their love for him amongst the crowd that wanted to crucify him. They had nothing that they could say or do in such a tumultuous time. The word says in 4, surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Why is this important? Because it has to happen. There are instances in your life when you feel like people have done you wrong. They didn't know. If it happened to Jesus, it will happen to you. Why? Because human mankind issues, fleshly thoughts, fleshly ways, and they don't govern themselves, even when saved, all the time by the word of God. Therefore, when issues, circumstances, things happen, we have to understand it has to happen. We've gone through life conflicts, life issues, where people have been married and perhaps they had to divorce. It had to happen. And after then, there's a regrouping. There's a understanding of getting your life back together and re-putting the pieces back together with the help of the Lord and doing these things in such a way that it would strengthen you, it would make you better, it would help you to be all you need to be. Perhaps you were friends with someone for years and that friendship fell apart. It had to happen. Sometimes we don't understand how life can be. But everything was so wonderful, everything well, but yet God knew things were coming. It isn't so much what exactly happens as much as the trust and the ability we have in him as things happen. As things happen. And how do we trust him with the hardest things of our life when it seems like there's no answer present, but the answer is found in our relationship with him? Because it's when we have that relationship that we can trust him, we can hold on to him, and we can find his word to be relevant in our lives. Therefore, what happens to us isn't as important as the outcome and manifestation of his word through the process of what we face. 5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. So when you face hardships and illnesses, afflictions, and various things that unexpectedly came your way, I want you to remind yourself that it is with his stripes we were healed, not are healed. We were healed. And healing can be a process or it can be instantaneous. We have false religions teaching if you know Jesus, then you know you'd be healed. You would never go. That's a lie from the pits of hell. There are many people who had a process of healing. Are they not saved? Was it not the same blood at the cross that covered them and kept them through their situations that they would become healed? Is it not the same God that said in his word that he was wounded for our transgression, our brokenness, our deceitfulness, our lies, all the things that human mankind goes through. And our peace, the chastisement, the whipping, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And yet with his stripes, we were healed. The word of God says, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. Ooh, I love the Lord. I never leave him. You remember, Peter? I'd never leave you. Ooh, Lord, you're so wonderful. You're so good. And yet, da-da-da-da-da. And yet, there are times when life can hit you and things will happen. The word of God says, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Don't tell me you love him so much if you never tried to have your own way. You've never made it so where your way would be right. And yet you found yourself, if you were truly saved, in a place of error, repenting because you need his guidance. You need his love. You need him. Period. As my niece would say. Period. I'm telling you, we need him. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. Oh, if you say you ain't never supposed to go through things, and you know what? That is not the mind of Christ. And blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. He was oppressed. And he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Do we take that in consideration as believers today? When you go through, has it become a society where it's mandatory for us to display that he is not God in our lives and that he is not able to do anything but fail? Do we let people know through our character that there is a God, that he is able and that he will work it out, that he will do what he says? Are we conditioning our lives to believe the report of the Lord? That somebody else through your life can believe he lives, he moves, and that you have your being in him. It's interesting because when we read this word, we tend as believers to take bits and parts that sound good, that fit our circumstances, but if he was oppressed and he was afflicted, then why do we falsely teach that you will not be afflicted? Why do we tell people that if they're in process of healing, that they're not saved? Because had they known the Lord, he would have delivered them. Who are we to determine when healing takes place? We belong to God. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Do you think Jesus was completely aware he was going to be crucified? When he sat there with Judas, the one that he loved, the one that he poured upon, the one that he knew would betray him, do you believe at that moment his heart wasn't broken? Do you believe for one moment that he had no emotions or feelings? But nonetheless, he stated, thy will be done. You know how difficult it is to live as a believer, to carry such pain? Then the word of God teaches us to cast it upon him, for he cares for us. Connect the word, where it talks about the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. It goes on to tell us he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. You know, it is very important to live this gospel. It is very important not to create what other than what Jesus did. As our elder brother, to understand the process of going through, to understand the need to have this word fulfilled, that he be glorified. There's a greater glory that comes when we wait and we trust him. There's a greater glory that comes when we say he is Lord and allow him to be Lord. There's a greater glory that comes when you get out the way and he gets all the glory. So there's a process that has to be had. There's a teaching that we have to understand. The Bible says in 8, he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? Who is out here telling young people that there is a God? Showing them he yet lives and reigns. I don't care how young people tell you, and we see it in media, we hear it, that they feel the older generation doesn't have anything to offer them because they think they're older, they don't know technology. Let me tell you, the most anointed person from God can get through to a young person. Now, what do I mean? They are a generation that are seeking things, but there is something that happens when the anointing meets them. And they can hear and understand what God wants for them. How will they hear without a preacher? Are you the preacher in your family? Are you the preacher in your community? Are you the preacher in your church? Are you the preacher with those attached to you? Are they hearing what God is saying? I understand as a pastor, we're accountable for the souls attached to us. We're accountable for those that are living under the word of God that say they're convicted. Therefore, it is our duty as pastors to cover. To pray. You're not just supposed to preach and teach this gospel and get all these speaking engagements and go around the country. That is not what Jesus did. What he did was follow this gospel, went from city to city, that the kingdom of God would be built and that souls would come to know. He taught that they would understand who the gospel was, what the gospel was, who Abba Father was, that they could pick up this gospel and teach it from generation to generation. I want to ask you, is that what you see now? Do we hear of this now? And from judgment, who shall declare his generation, this generation, your grandbaby? Your neighbors, your children, their children, who's going to declare his generation? For he was cut out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. It had to happen. Yet it pleased the Lord to to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his day, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. What type of prosperity is this? Did you hear how it pleased the Lord to bruise him? It had to happen. Yet we feel as believers we shouldn't go through anything. We are to shout and worship and praise him all of our days, and nothing bad should happen to us. We shouldn't have any issues in this life because we know he is God. Then why would he say a part of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering? Why would he remind us? Why would he remind us of the trials that he went through? Yet he opened not his mouth when they pierced him in the side. See, there's a quiet confidence that comes when you serve the Lord. There's a quiet confidence that comes when you get a bad report. There's a quiet confidence that comes when all manner of evil is spoken against you, when you face hardships and pain and financial distress and all of these things. Yet he wants to know who will declare this generation. See, he can't trust you and give you things if you're not willing to accept the lifestyle of a believer. Does that mean every day is going to be doom and gloom and that you're going to go through all these trials and tribulations? No. Does that mean you won't have any peace of mind as you come into the family of God, that there'll be one trouble after the next and after the next? No. What it does mean that when trouble comes, who will believe the report of the Lord? This is according to his word. 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify me, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. All right, stop right there. On each side of him were sinners, yet he made his grave with the sinners, yet he died with the rich, the Bible says, and in the grave were rich, and there were transgressors. And he bare the sin of men and made intercession for the transgressors. How do we know that's true? On the cross. When he was there with two thieves on each side of him. Yet he took the time to allow them the opportunity to be saved. He took the time in the midst of his pain, his brokenness, his death that was soon to approach, to make sure somebody knew that they would have eternal life. One was wise enough to receive, while the other was so arrogant and caught in himself and angry that he missed his opportunity to enter into heaven. What am I saying? It had to happen. When you question and you think about the things in your life that have occurred upon your heart, that have broken you and made you angry, hurt, distressed, pulled apart, sometimes wondering which way to go. It had to happen. Now let me ask you a question. When it happened, after you were through the numbness of it all, were you declaring to his generation? Did you get a grip of yourself and share with somebody the goodness of the Lord in the midst of your affliction and your pain? Were you in quiet confidence to understand, I know you're going to come through, God, and I'm going to wait on you? Because it had to happen. And when it happened, when it looked as if all hope was gone, because you held on to a Savior that was true to his word, if he prayed for a transgressor's sin, what more can he do for a believer today? What more can he do when we lift our eyes to heaven, to the hills from which cometh all our help? And all our help coming from the Lord thy God, which hath made the heavens and the earth. When we think about the power of the gospel, we need to think about the power of his doing, what he did and how he did it, how he did it, how he taught the disciples, how he had them to be trained to go with him and to see what it was like when he healed the sick, when he raised the dead, when he did what he was commissioned to do. It is important to remember that he is who he says he is. And now that he has returned to his heavenly home, do you not think it's strange how the world has forgotten the work that he did to replace it with a different work and say it was his will? Let us be cautious and remember, souls are always at the forefront of God's heart. Even in the midst of Jesus' time, he yet prayed for souls. After all the great works he did, after all the things he went through, the place of betrayal had to happen. The place of being beaten, scorned, rejected had to happen. I need you to think about that the next time the enemy challenges you and asks you, where is your God? I need you to be with more boldness and say, it had to happen. And he rode with all power in his hand. Because one thing we know, no matter what we face, he's coming through. Like he said, he's going to come through. He's going to make a way like he said he's going to make a way. He's going to open doors like he said he'd open doors. He's going to close doors like he said he'll close doors. He's going to heal like he said he's going to heal. He's going to cover us in his precious blood as he promised he would do it. Let us stay focused on the fact that it had to happen. The next thing that happens in your life that hits you sideways, that makes you just feel like, what is going on? And that thing where the trials come back to back and you are feeling like, I'm getting out of one, but I'm facing another. You to know it had to happen. Our God's mercy, grace, his victory has to be shown. Why not show it in you? Why not prove his word in you? Why not you? Why not me? Therefore, we take pleasure and being committed to his will. That's a yes, no matter what. When the world don't believe, it's a yes for your belief in him. When the generations of your own family seem like they go haywire and they chase foreign gods and they don't understand who our daddy is, we keep a faith with quiet confidence and a word in our mouth to decree and declare he is our God. He will be their God. And from that generation to the next generation, we decree and declare it to be so. No matter who their friends are, no matter what they believe, because the word is powerful and is deeper than a two-edged sword. And when you know this gospel and you decree it in the atmosphere, it must accomplish what the word of God says it will accomplish. So don't worry about your children or your grandchildren or your great-great-grandchildren and what they're learning in this world today. Who do you keep decreeing and declaring the word over them? You thank the Lord in advance for the things you will see turn around. Whatever they're walking like that's against the principles of God, you put a word on it and thank God for them coming back and giving their lives and their hearts to him in such a way. Send Christian laborers, learn how to pray. Send Christian laborers across their path. Maybe it's not going to be you, but your word predicated over their life must take place the way the word of God says. He never told you it's going to be in a day or 2 days. He never said it's going to be in 10 or 20 years. Whatever his will is, it will come to pass because it had to happen. I want you to agree with me today that no matter what it felt like when you went through it, no matter what it feels like at this very moment, it had to happen. God will get the glory out of it as long as you keep your hand in his hand. Stay true to him. Believe his word and accept his word to be true. Why is that important? Because your life depends on it. But can I tell you something? All the generations of your family depend on it. Stay quiet until he tells you to speak. Stay true to him so they can say, you know what? I don't care what happens. They always talk about the Lord. Now it's rubbing off on them. They're always doing this. They're always doing that. Why? Because you believe your God. You believe his word. You know it's true. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Not some of them, but all of them. Remember, it had to happen. I pray this week's exhortation has blessed you and helped you to see the power of God is real, that he means what he says, and that he is God, that no weapon formed will prosper against you, that he's watching over you and all of your generations because he's God, and besides him, there is no other for the believer. I want you to be assured and affixed on today, that he will carry you through. He will give you your heart's desire according to his word and his promises. But we have to remain true to know it had to happen. His death had to happen that we could have eternal life. And as we believe that word, we will see him move in our generations. We'll see him move in our lives. We'll see him do the incredible in our lives, because he won't forget about it. He won't forget his word. He won't forget. He loves us. He's concerned about us. He wants us to have everything he promises we should have. Why? Because he's God. Be encouraged on today. Know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And no matter what you face, he's going to be with you. If this is your birthday month in the month of June that is quickly coming to an end, hallelujah, but we are here today. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy blessed birthday to you on today. And if this is something that is not just for your birthday, perhaps you graduated, perhaps you got a new baby, perhaps you purchased your first home, bought your first car, whatever your accomplishment and joy is, we want you to know here at the Just For You podcast, we celebrate you. We celebrate you. There are times on the other end of the spectrum, things happen, and we recognize things take a different turn. As we talked about today, it had to happen. And we want you to know when those things occur in your life that we are praying for you here and Just For You and Elation Radio. We're praying for you. We're asking God to heal, help, to get you where he needs you to be, to save, to deliver, to strengthen. We want you to know we sincerely are praying for you, that God be glorified. There's no one like him. He's Alpha and Omega, and he will do what he says. We also want you to know if you are in need on today, there are services and opportunities for you to have your needs met. We want you to be assured that God is listening and hears. Amen. So we want you to take the time, if you are in need in the St. Louis area, to call 211. That's the United Way. United Way, Louis. You call them. You give them your circumstance and situations, and they have opportunities of organizations and those that they can connect you with so that you are able to do what needs to be done, and they can connect you with resources that can assist you. We also have in our St. Louis area, St. Louis, Missouri, the United Way and Urban League St. Louis. They also are equipped with programs and those that are on standby to hear what your needs are, connect you with resources, and share with you how they can assist you with the various needs you may have. Amen. It's important to understand that, because outside local churches, when they are tapped out and things are happening and they can't meet your need, there are organizations that do, and they are more than willing to help. And what we find is many local churches collaborate with these organizations that the better and the bigger mass of people can be helped. God has a plan, and he has you in mind. I want you to know there are many things coming up in this particular realm of this weekend for different unity events. I want you to be very assured that God has a place for you on the weekends when you're off and you are trying to get with organizations, do different things, volunteer, whatever it is that God assigns you to do. You can find those in your local community, as well as, I'm sure, in your local church. But find yourself doing something for the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God. All right? We want you to be assured that he will never fail you or forsake you. He is with you. We also want you to be assured that he will never, ever forget about how you've gone through when it had to happen. He's with you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. He's directing you through all things because it is his good pleasure that he wants you to be saved, to be healed, to be delivered. He wants you to have the best of everything that he can be glorified through your life. So I pray that this week has been a blessing for you. I pray that he will continue to bless your life. If you'd like to send your community announcements to me, you can. You can contact me at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook, on Instagram. It's His Blessed Girl, hallelujah, 7, the number 7 after His Blessed Girl. Also, for your prayer requests, you can send them via Facebook. If you prefer to email me, you can reach me at leadingwright@gmail.com. Leading like you're leading someone. Write like my last name, WRIGHT@gmail.com. I want you to know that we are excited about all that is going on. And we are truly, truly grateful for all of the things that God is doing in and through your lives. Be assured that God has a word for you. God has a word for you, and he will fulfill it in your life. We're going to pray out. I ask that you continue to pray for Elation Radio, Elation Magazine, for Just For You, and all of the podcasts. Listen, you can hear us all on iHeart, Spotify, Blog Talk, Google, all of the digital platforms. You go in under Elation Radio, and you will find Just For You there. You will find other podcasts that will encourage and strengthen you that you may continue to grow in the Lord. Hey, would you do something special for me? Continue to pray for all of those that are in need, all of the pastors. Please don't forget your pastors when you pray. I want you to also know on Monday nights you can continue to hear Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and myself, Pastor Michelle Wright, on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Wednesday, please meet us back here on Elation Radio, and you will find Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio on Wednesday, Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday, don't forget to meet up at the club. That's right, I said it. The ladies of Elation Radio and gentlemen, join us as well. We will be on Clubhouse. If you don't have the app, please download the app and join us on Fridays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this Friday, I will be the speaker, Pastor Michelle Wright, on June 24th. Please join me and my sisters and brothers in the Lord on Clubhouse. We'll be looking for you there. And if you have, again, any community announcements, please send them to me. I'll be happy to read them and to announce them on your behalf. Let us pray. Father God, Abba, Father, we call on you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your ability to speak to us, to feed us on today. We don't take it lightly. We understand it had to happen. Now rise up in us and allow us to all serve you the way you desire for us to serve you, to humble us, to give us peace, to give us joy, a power and an anointing in your word that will reach your generation that you are crying out for, that they will be saved, healed, and delivered because of your word. Give us the ability to stay close, fall away. The hour is nigh. You are soon to return. And it is our prayer that our loved ones, our family, our community, our churches, all that are attached to you will be saved, healed, and delivered. So assign Christian laborers across the path of our children, our loved ones, those that need to be reached, that you're ordaining outside of the family home. Have your divine way. Continue to be our healer, our deliverer, and our strength in this hour. And we will thank you forevermore. Be with our founder. Be with Dr. Kimmy, God, and her family. Be with all those that are on the Elation Radio. Touch every family listening, oh God. Meet their needs and hear their prayers, and we will thank you forevermore. Forgive us all of our sins as we forgive one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you and glorify you. Thank you for listening again to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We love you, and until next time, God bless you and kingdom blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, I just want to say thank you for sending your son down to die for my sins. Even though I messed up, can I get it wrong? You love me unconditionally. So here I am, all I have is you. A sinner saved by grace, but is that really true? Cause I'm still feeling love for what I used to do. And I don't feel it change, but my heart yearns for you. I don't feel complete, even when it's going right. When I'm missing you, Lord, please come into my life. Loving you the real test, not to love you to get blessed. And yes, I know that you the best. So here I am to worship, sacrifice my life so you can work it. How you see fit for your glory is worth it. Everything else can take a backseat. Running to your throne for your mercy like a track meet. Why you have to ask me? I don't understand. Without you, Lord, how can I be a real man? I ain't gonna try. I give you all of me, Lord, and ride till I die. Put my
here
knees
I
to the
am
floor.
To worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say,
all I have is me, still to this day, it feel make-believe. Why would you save me? I stoned you to death, I made you bleed on your cross to your last breath. Lord, was I really worth it? Cause apart from you, my life is all worthless. Ain't no point in working, cause it's all in vain. Without a real purpose, I really need to change. I don't know how, it's amazing that you even called me. Lord, I'm in RC, my struggles still haunt me. Random women every night, just to feel wanted. To feel like a man, cause my daddy didn't want me. Had a past pain, addicted to Mary Jane. Father on cocaine, money down the drain. Baby, my homage to your father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I can walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it, an addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional, so even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong, I fail plenty times, but I get back up and I ride. Your son lives and died for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight, God inside you give me light. Now I'm saying I will fight all my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life. Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to sing.